KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Well, the state volleyball championships getting underway at here today in Cedar Rapids, and the action going on in Class 5A features a matchup between Ankeny and Dowling Catholic. That'll get underway at 10 o'clock this morning. Also going on at noon, Urbandale faces Pleasant Valley. At 10 o'clock, it's Johnston and Ankeny Centennial, and at noon, it's Dubuque Hempstead taking on Bettendorf. Also, action going on today in the Class 3A state volleyball bracket. And that action there at 6 o'clock this evening, it's Independence and MOC Floyd Valley. Also, Nevada takes on Union at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. At 6 o'clock tonight, Mount Vernon faces Sheldon, and that's the 8-2 seed there in Class 3A. The other matchup, Red Oak and Kemper Catholic, also going on Wednesday morning at 10. Other action that's going on today, all the 4A matchups will be played here this afternoon. 2 o'clock matchups feature Charles City, the Charles City taking on the 4 seed Waverly Shell Rock. And then also in another matchup at 2 o'clock, it's Davenport Assumption, 7th rank, taking on 3rd rank West Delaware. At 4 o'clock here this evening, it's top rank Harlan taking on Lamar's. And also at 4 o'clock, 2nd rank Solon will face 8th ranked Indianola there in Class 4A action. And other action will continue on Wednesday with other first round matchups being played as well, coming up Wednesday in Classes 1A and 2A. And that'll feature local squads Stanton, Guthrie Center in Class 1A, and also in Class 2A, Council Bluffs St. Albert will be competing there at the State Volleyball Championships. Chip Rank scored 18 points to lead UNI to an 86-52 blowout over Coe College on Monday night. Rank set the pace with 3 three-pointers in the first half, but the game remained close until the 8:06 mark in the first half, when Northern Iowa pulled away on a 12-0 burst to go ahead 34-21. Marvin Singleton had 13 rebounds off the bench for the Panthers. JT Vonderhaar was the leading scorer for Coe with 10 points. UNI has the longest active win streak in the Missouri Valley Conference with 5 consecutive 20-win seasons. But they have, of course, dropped that opening game this season against Ohio. In other top 25 college basketball action yesterday, 6th-ranked Arizona took out Long Beach State 91-57. 15th-ranked Gonzaga beat up on Colorado State 93-61. 16th-ranked Wichita State defeated Western Kentucky 66-49. And 19th-ranked UConn was an 80-62 winner over Yale. In top 25 women's college basketball, a top-ranked matchup to get the season going last night, and top-ranked UConn defeated 3rd-ranked Stanford pretty handily, 76-57. It was 4th-ranked Tennessee and a win over 12th-ranked North Carolina, 81-65. 5th-ranked Louisville topped Quinnipiac, 100-82. 6th-ranked Notre Dame defeated 19th-ranked Michigan State, 81-62. Also, 15th-ranked Nebraska, a 62-48 win over Alabama, and number 16, Texas A&M, defeated North Texas, 67-48 in women's top 25 action last night. Iowa State senior forward Hallie Christofferson was named the season's first Big 12 Player of the Week, the league announced yesterday. This is her second career weekly honor as she garnered Freshman of the Week honors in 2010. Christofferson tallied a career-high 32 points and 11 rebounds in Iowa State's 84-55 win over North Dakota. Her 32 points is tied for the 10th most scored in ISU history. It also marked her 12th career double-double. Christofferson was one of 10 Big 12 players to record a double-double in the first week of play, including teammate Kid Blaskowski and her 32 points to lead all Big 12 scorers. Christofferson went 11-for-18 from the field at a 61% clip, tying a career high in field goals made and setting a career high with 18 field goal attempts. And the Cyclones and the number 20 or 22nd ranked Iowa State Cyclones return to the court on Wednesday at 7 o'clock as they take on the South Dakota Lady Coyotes in their second game of the season. Grant Rohash will remain the Iowa State starting quarterback despite a shaky debut and probably will keep the job the rest of the season. Rohash made his first start in the Cyclones' 21-17 loss to TCU last Saturday and played better in the second half after struggling early. He's healthier at this point than previous starter Sam Richardson, so he'll take the first snap again in next Saturday's game at number 22 Oklahoma. Richardson has been slowed by an assortment of injuries and now has a sore thumb that hampers his passing, but he's a better runner than Rohash, and Coach Paul Rhodes alternated the two quarterbacks against TCU. Rhodes says he hasn't decided if he'll use the same rotation this week, but Rohash says he expects it to continue. Fourth-ranked Baylor has lost speedy receiver Tevin Reese for the rest of the regular season after he suffered a dislocated right wrist. Reese has had surgery for the injury. He was averaging a team-high 25 yards per catch and 118 yards per game this season. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers managed to become the last NFL team to win a game this season, but just one day after Jacksonville earned its first victory. Meanwhile, things have gone from bad to worse for the Miami Dolphins. The Bucs coughed up a 15-0 lead before Bobby Rainey scored on a one-yard run with 10:19 left to help Tampa Bay beat the Dolphins 22-19. Rainey had 45 of the Buccaneers' 140 rushing yards on a night that Miami had just 2 yards on 14 carries. Ryan Tannehill hit Richard Matthews for a pair of touchdowns while Miami was scoring 19 straight points, but the Dolphins had just 213 total yards and falling to 4-5. Mike Glennon threw for 139 yards and a first-quarter TD as the Bucs improved to 1-8. Dolphins owner Stephen Ross met with the media before the game and made his first public statements about Jonathan Martin since the offensive tackle left the team. Ross says he's appalled by Martin's allegations of daily harassment by teammates and plans to meet with the player on Wednesday. Martin continues to stay away from the team as the NFL investigates his allegations against teammates, including suspended player Richie Incognito. A special investigator for the league will determine whether Incognito harassed Martin and whether the Dolphins mishandled the matter. The Kansas City Chiefs got back to work on Monday after their bye as they began practicing for an AFC West showdown against the Denver Broncos on Sunday night. Not only did everyone practice at the Chiefs' training facility, they also welcomed back rookie safety Sanders Cummings from injured reserve. That means the 9-0 Chiefs are full strength for the first time in weeks heading into their biggest game of the season. Denver Broncos interim coach Jack Del Rio says Peyton Manning will start against Kansas City this week. A person with knowledge of the situation told the AP that an MRI shows that Manning aggravated a right ankle injury at the end of Sunday's win over San Diego, but plans to be able to rehab to be ready to go for that game on Sunday. Also in the NFL, Tennessee quarterback Jake Locker will miss the rest of the season with a lisfranc injury to his right foot that may need surgery. The quarterback was hurt in Sunday's loss to Jacksonville. Ryan Fitzpatrick replaces Locker with the Titans hosting Indianapolis on Thursday night. The Chicago Bears say quarterback Jay Cutler will miss Sunday's game against Baltimore with a high ankle sprain. He'll be replaced by Josh McCown for the 5-4 Bears. The Bears also say that top cornerback Charles Tillman will be out for next 2 months with a tricep injury suffered in Sunday's loss to Detroit. Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Jerome Simpson took part with the team in a light practice on Monday and apologized afterward for the attention he brought to the organization over the weekend following his arrest on suspicion of drunken driving. And the American and National League Rookies of the Year have been announced, and both came from the state of Florida. Outfielder Will Myers is a third Tampa Bay Rays player in 6 years to be selected AL Rookie of the Year, joining pitcher Jeremy Hellickson and third baseman Evan Longoria. Myers picked up 23 of 30 first-place votes and 131 total points after hitting .293 with 13 home runs and 53 RBIs in 88 games following his recall on June 18th. Detroit shortstop Julio Iglesias was second in the balloting, followed by Rays pitcher Chris Archer. The NL Rookie of the Year award goes to Miami pitcher Jose Fernandez, who was 12-6 with a 2.19 ERA and 187 strikeouts in 172 and two-thirds innings. Fernandez is the fourth Marlin since 2003 to capture the award, joining Dontrell Willis, Hanley Ramirez, and Chris Coughlin. Fernandez picked up 26 of 30 first-place votes to easily beat runner-up Yasiel Puig of the Dodgers and St. Louis pitcher Shelby Miller. And Don Mattingly will return as manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers next season, along with most of his coaching staff. Tim Walsh has named the new bench coach, moving over from third base to replace Trey Hillman, who was fired last month. Mattingly returns for his fourth season with general manager Ned Colletti, making no announcement about the possible contract extension. Mattingly's option worth $1.4 million vested with the team's first-round playoff victory over Atlanta. And that's a look at the latest sports here this morning for you here on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.